We welcome you into the studio, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, with Eagles defensive end Brian Mahalik, the seventh round draft pick in the 2015 NFL draft for the Philadelphia Eagles. Congratulations, first of all, on being here, being drafted. Take us back to the draft moment. How exciting was it?
Yeah, it was crazy. Like I was, you know, starting to had heard from a bunch of different teams kind of throughout the day and throughout the week leading up to it. And, you know, phone was starting to blow up, talking to my agent, had heard from a bunch of different teams. And that's when I just got the call from, it was from Coach Dawson's phone. So I recognized it and picked it up. And then somebody just said, I got Coach Kelly here for you. And then he just said, you're ready to become a Philadelphia Eagle. And I said, absolutely.
And from that time, Brian, does the world just go a million miles an hour?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, from then, you know, we had it popped up on the TV and everything, and then just all my friends and family calling me and telling me congratulations. And stuff
and how
like
about
that.
Since then, though? Even since, in a week's time?
It's less than a week, and I'm, you know, out here. I just had a couple days to, you know, celebrate a little bit and hang out with my family, and then before I knew it, I was packing up and heading out here for the weekend.
Is it hard to stay in shape prior to the draft? Because I imagine you're making trips, you're visiting with teams, your focus is taken in so many different directions.
It can be a little bit. I didn't have that many visits that I went on, so I was just I was in Atlanta training leading up to my pro day, and then since then I was just up at school at BC, just crashing in a friend's living room, and just working out a little bit on my own, a little bit with the team too.
So we only have a little taste of you and the Philadelphia Eagles, but from what you can gather, what do they want from you?
They're developing me into, you know, the 3-4 for their scheme, playing a two-gap defensive end, which is a little different than what I did in college. Most of my college experience was as a 4-3 end. So I think what they like about me is my length and how well I'm able to use it, and then just my athleticism.
Is the leverage part of things something that you've always had to work on because of your height?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's just always been stay low. But here, you know, it's a little bit different philosophy. It's more widen out your base and then just use your length as much as you can.
And how will you measure your success? Will Coach Dawson continue to give you tips and tell you each day how you're doing?
Yeah, it seems that way so far. Obviously, today was just my first day. But, you know, we break down the film, and it's a step-by-step thing, which, you know, you can't get away with anything on film. You know, we're just correcting, going through every little thing. So,
how'd you look?
Okay, for the first day, you know, definitely a little bit of adjustment, just from, like I said, from 4-3 to 3-4, and then just the speed of everything is just a lot faster.
Is there a huge, like, you even noticed it today, a huge difference?
Yeah, a little bit. It's just a little bit faster on everything, you know what I mean? Just from drill to drill, and it's just in, and then practice is over before we knew it.
What do you imagine doing when you're not here at the NovaCare Complex playing football? Do you expect here to just be immersed in the playbook, in the game, in nutrition, in getting your body right?
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, there's a learning curve just from college to NFL, I think for anyone. So it's just going to be, first off, just learn the playbook and learn the system and everything like that, and then just working with, you know, strength staff and nutrition and all that stuff, just making sure I'm ready when camp rolls around, and then hopefully when the season rolls around.
When did the possibility of you playing professionally ever occur in your mind? I mean, do you remember what age it was?
I mean, it's always been a dream of mine since I started playing. I started playing football in first grade, and I can remember from that age, I always wanted to be a professional athlete in something. That was just always my dream. And then as I got older and just up through high school, I just started focusing on football and said, well, maybe I can play in college. And then college career went on, and then, you know, maybe junior part through the senior year, it's like, okay, well, maybe you can play professionally. And then just to have that dream come true last week was unbelievable.
Any sort of wow moment today, walking in the locker room, seeing anybody's nameplate?
I don't think so. You know, I've been around a little bit, so I've seen a couple places, but it's just the whole atmosphere of just now you're in a professional locker room is definitely different.
Well, cool, man. Brian, right. Thanks.
Thank you
so much. Brian Mahalik in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.